Hello, happiness seekers! Welcome to day 10 of the Wellbeing Habit Quest. We've spent the last 10 days showing up for one small wellbeing habit. This is amazing! I am so proud of us. I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of myself. Well, well, well done. As a quick recap, this is what we have covered so far in this quest. Day one. You chose your tiny well-being habit. You picked one small specific habit to practice daily and you made it simple. Day two, you prepared your environment. You set up your environment so your habit is visible and effortless to do. Day three, you use some cues. You cued your habit to a specific time, place, or routine for consistency. So the moment that cue appeared, hey, I need to be doing my habit. Day four, you added a reward. So I ask you to celebrate immediately, even for 30 to 60 seconds after completing your habit, with a tiny reward to reinforce it. Day five, we plan for some obstacles. We use the formula of if, then, so you know what to do. Because frankly, doing even little bit, doing a 1% of our habit, absolutely counts. Day six was all about remembering the why, connecting your habit to your identity, reminding yourself who you want to be. Day seven was about social boost. You shared your habit with someone for accountability and encouragement. Day eight was about noticing benefits, writing the positive changes that you notice that your habit is bringing to you, big or small, so that you have that motivation to continue. And day nine was about being yourself. Even if you miss the day, even if you stop for some time, showing yourself some self-compassion to get back on track, because it's about progress, not perfection. And today, day 10, we are going to think how to turn this from a quest into actually your lifestyle. Because habits become more automatic with repetition and stable cues over time, and 10 days is a strong start. But the real magic happens when you keep going in a sustainable, in a relevant way to you. So even if you decrease the frequency of this habit, what matters is that you are returning to it when most relevant. So as the next steps, I want you to do three things. Number one, I want you to decide whether to keep your habit or to tweak it. So really think about what went well. For me, what went well is that I really wanted to write more. I really was so happy with my creative writing. What didn't go so well is that often I got interrupted. The 10 minutes maybe wasn't enough. And because of that interruption, at times I was like, oh, I feel like I'm not finishing. And what would you like to tweak or try in the next round? I definitely would like to tweak the fact that I'm maybe not doing it in the kitchen when I can be easily interrupted, and I have extra time to do it more if I feel like it. So that's your number one. Reflect to decide whether you're keeping this habit in the same format or you're changing something. Now, second action I want you to do is complete the sentence. For next 30 days, I will continue this habit at this time, in this place, after this cue. So again, I want you to commit to it in next 30 days, maybe in a new format, with some extra cues that may have changed or haven't. So for me, the place, the kitchen are definitely going to change. And action number three, plan a small celebration or reflection for the end of those 30 days. So again, have this moment when you can sit and evaluate it again and celebrate what have you learned. For me, the celebration is definitely connected with a social boost. I'm going definitely network with some fellow writers and talk about the idea of this creative writing and this creative writing process and what have I learned. And maybe some of the bits that I've written You'll see in this podcast, you'll see in my Substack newsletter, and that will be my mini celebration of sharing what I have written. But I really do hope that this quest has been useful to you and you are going to continue with this tiny habit. It's really important to understand what did you learn and how can you continue, because as Sonia Lubomirski says, happiness is a formation of habits. So let's have the right habits to support our well-being. Now, for me, this has been absolutely amazing journey. So thank you so much. Your 10-day quest is complete, but hey, your habit journey is just the beginning. And if you would like to learn more, if you are inspired to find out more information, if you would like some social support, head to my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk, where you can grab all these additional resources. So I have created a PDF workbook full of science on habit building with some relevant templates for you to follow. You can get a signed copy of my book, The Alphabet of Happiness, which features over 150 happiness hacks to try. You can join my Happiness Habits webinar, where together with like-minded individuals, we'll be creating some more specific habit plans and having that accountability. But look, I think the most important thing is that by following this podcast series, you have proven that you can design, support, and protect a well-being habit. So keep your habit tiny, kind, and connected to who you want to be, and let it grow with you. I'm so proud of you. I wish you all the best. I dare you to be happy, and I see you soon. Bye.